Wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart, Fayetteville City leaders broke ground on the first phase of the Cultural Arts Corridor, approved by voters in a special bond election held last year. The groundbreaking was held at the Fay Jones Woods yesterday. That's just across the street from the Fayetteville Public Library, which itself is undergoing an expansion. The land was acquired by the city in 2004, and the design process for the area started in 2017 when the city received a nearly $2 million grant from the Walton Family Foundation's Design Excellence Program. Peter Nierengarten, who is the environmental director for the city of Fayetteville, says this is what residents can expect to see during the first phase of the construction of the Cultural Arts Corridor, a construction process that will take about 15 months.
Folks will see a lot of work happening along West Avenue, between South Street and between Meadow Street, on the streetscape reconstruction. That streetscape work will include new sidewalks, street trees, new lighting, new landscaping, stormwater features, parking. They'll also see a lot of work happening in the Fay Jones Woods, which is directly across the street from the Fayetteville Public Library expansion. That work will include new pathways, both paved and soft surface pathways, coming down through the woods, connecting from West Avenue and from the library down to the Razorback Greenway and across the Razorback Greenway. They'll see removal of invasive plants and replacement of those plants with native plants in the woods. Creation of small gathering spaces in the wooded area for performance and ensemble events. They'll see a stream restoration happening, so reconstruction of the degraded Tanglewood Branch Creek that runs through the woods. We'll see a new bridge across the creek connecting from the Razorback Greenway over to Gregg Avenue. They'll see work in the Gregg Avenue natural area that'll reconstruct that area and make it into a much more event and public-friendly type of place. And then they'll see reconstruction towards the end of the project on the Razorback Greenway. So the existing asphalt trail will come out and it'll be replaced with a new concrete trail with new lighting.
While that's happening, the city will also begin the construction of a new parking deck on the northwest corner of Dixon Street and West Avenue to replace the parking lot next to the Walton Arts Center, which will be turned into a civic space. Nierengarten says yesterday launched an exciting opportunity for both residents and visitors.
Creation of spaces to enjoy for passive recreation, but then also really a canvas for artistic expression for both performances, for ensembles, for visual arts. Nature even as art in the Fay Jones Woods. So I think the opportunity to learn about and explore and utilize the spaces for all of those types of uses is a really exciting opportunity for Fayetteville.
This is Ozarks at Large.